Chapter 6. No artist has affected modern art more than Pablo Picasso. The thousands of masterpieces he created changed the way people thought about art. Picasso was perhaps the most talented and successful artist who ever lived. Pablo Ruiz Picasso was born in 1881 in a small town on the southern coast of Spain. His father was a painter who taught art. Picasso showed exceptional talent at an early age, and by the time he was in his teens, he painted better than his father or any of the local art teachers. At 16, Picasso was sent to the Royal Academy of Madrid, where students sketched plaster casts and copied works of the old masters. Picasso felt these assignments were pointless and began to work on his own. Picasso's father became angry with his son's rebellious behavior and scolded him, believing that he was wasting his talent. In 1900, Picasso left for Paris, then the center of the art world. He lived in a cold, run-down building, painting constantly, sometimes surviving for days on only a piece of bread. During these years, his art reflected his miserable surroundings. Homeless outcasts were the subject of many of his fairly realistic early paintings. After seeing African masks and sculptures, his works became more simplified, leading up to the revolutionary new style known as Cubism. Though Picasso lived to be 92 and became the most famous artist in the world, he spoke of his youthful days in Paris as the happiest time in my life.